Matthew chapter 9. The scandal of grace. Why does your teacher eat with such scum? This version translates the expressions of the religious of his day about the author of this gospel and his buddies, tax collectors. Matthew, whose name was also Levi, had answered the master's call and celebrated it, according to Luke, with a great banquet, inviting a large number of publicans. He was a tax collector. When a Jew entered the customs service, he was regarded as an outcast from society. He was disqualified as a judge or a witness in a court session. He was excommunicated from the synagogue, and in the eyes of the community, his disgrace extended to his family. The publicans were also considered traitors to the homeland for being at service of the Roman Empire. However, Jesus called him and had no qualms about sitting at his table and thus showing his mercy. The healthy have no need for a doctor, Jesus would say to them. That you show mercy, I want, and not sacrifices. Let's consider. Among our New Year propositions, to come near those who have lost the way, not to judge them, but to see them as Jesus saw them, who had compassion for them because they were troubled and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. The shepherd loves his lambs. He loves them tenderly. When they have lost the way, he loves those who sometimes lost can be heard moaning with pain. Look at the shepherd who compassionate looks for them in the valleys and hills. And when he finds the lambs on his shoulders, he carries them home. Lost through the wilderness, they have suffered 1,000 sorrows. And when he finds them on his shoulders, he takes them tenderly into the fold.